Hi, everybody. We're back at Comiskey Park, and we hope you enjoyed our between game show. This is Phil Rizzuto, along with Mel Allen. We'll be bringing you the second game of this doubleheader. And, of course, Winston is all set to bring you the start of the second game, too. I've got myself a good supply for the game. How about you? You still got time to run out and get yourself a carton of Winston. Get through Winston, America's best-selling filter cigarette. Because it's the only filter cigarette with filter blend up front. Winston tastes good, like a cigarette, sure. We'll give you the lineup quickly as the umpires have come out on the field with Al Lopez and Casey Stengel, the rival managers. For the Yankees, Enos Florida leading off playing right field. Hector Lopez at third base batting second. Mickey Mantle out in center hitting third. Norm Steven batting fourth playing left field. Bill Skowen at first base hitting fifth. Yogi Berra doing the catching batting sixth. Gil McDougal hitting seventh playing shortstop. Bobby Richardson batting in the eighth position at second base. And Don Larson pitching and batting ninth. For the White Sox, Louis Aparicio leading off playing shortstop. Nellie Font batting second and playing second base. Earl Torgerson is the first baseman batting third. Harry Simpson, who hit that bases loaded homer yesterday to defeat the Yankees, will be in right field batting cleanup. Sherman Lala, who played first in the first game and will be now catching, batting fifth. Jim Rivera, who didn't play in the first game, is out left field batting sixth. Bubba Phillips remains at third batting seventh. Jim Landers, the center fielder, hitting eighth, and Dick Donovan pitching and batting ninth as the White Sox takes the field. The umpires for the second game, John Flaherty calling balls and strikes. Frank Umont at first base, Charlie Berry at second, and Jim Honachek down at third. The White Sox won the first four games 9-2. And they really had their hitting shoes on in the first game. Al Smith had a homer. Sherman Lawler a homer. Earl Batty a homer. And Bubba Phillips a homer. Jim Landis chipped in with a single that drove in two runs. For the Yankees, Norm Stevens, two-run home in the sixth inning with Hector Lopez aboard, were the only scores for the Yankees in that first game. We're awaiting the appearance of Dick Donovan. Donovan has won four and lost five. And no decisions against the Yankees this year. His lifetime mark against the Yankees, he's won eight, lost six. That's 8-8. He's won eight and lost eight. And his lifetime record in the big leagues, he's 162 and lost 48. And just like early winners, will be Dick Donovan's first appearance against the Yankees this year. For Donovan, this is his 16th start. He's off to a slow start so far as win-loss percentage is concerned. So the Yankees have to battle back now. They want an even split. The Indians won their first game 5-4. The Tigers won a single ball game over Baltimore 7-2. Washington leading Kansas City 6-3 playing the ninth. And the National League, Milwaukee defeated Chicago 2-1. In the first game, the Cardinals 9, the Cincinnati 7. In the second game, the Cardinals scored 2 on the top of the first, Cincinnati batting. The Giants are leading Philadelphia 4-0 at the end of 6, and Pittsburgh at L.A. tied up 1-1 at the end of 3. And those Los Angeles Dodgers are sure a surprise this year. They're just a game out of first place. To go here in the second game of this doubleheader. Enos Florida batting 163. Leading off, Enos has two home runs and five RBIs. He pinch hit in the first game and struck out Dick Donovan out on the mound. Ground foul outside of first, strike one. Donovan is 6'3", 205 pounds. Up by the big right-hander. The pitch is outside, 1-1.
out. Top of the first inning of this second ball game. Serve is low inside. Ball two. Two and one. Here's the 2-1 delivery. A ground ball at second base. Fox up with it. Over to Torgerson. One away. Florida bounces out to second base. And it brings up Hector Lopez. Lopez batting an even 300. Has 17 doubles, 4 triples, 12 homers, 48 RBI. Here's Donovan's first pitch. It's a curve. Strike one called on the outside corner. On deck, Mickey Mantle. In the first game, Lopez was 1-for-3. He was hit by a pitch ball and had a single. Donovan hides the ball behind his right knee while he's taking the sign. Curve is over. Strike two called. Nothing in two on Hecker. Last time out, Donovan lost a heartbreaker. White Sox are winning 2-1 in the ninth against the Senators, and the White Sox infield came up with two errors, which they scored three unearned runs, and the Senators won it 4-2. Here's a two-strike pitch. Check the swing just outside ball one. One ball, two strikes. Nicknamed Tricky Dick Donovan. Last year, won once against the Yankees, losing three times. All right, here's a one ball, two strike pitch. Outside, low ball, two, two and two. A swing and a miss, strike three, at a sidearm curveball. Lopez goes down on strike. That's two away. And here's Mickey Mantle. Mickey's batting 307. Nine doubles, three triples, 18 homers, 47 RBIs. In the first game, Mickey was 1-for-4, had one single. Is hit high in the air to left center field. Rivera waving everybody away. Has room. Under it. Makes the catch for out number three. And for the Yankees, in the top of the first inning, no runs, no hits, no White Sox. There is nobody left. Score at the end of one half inning of play. The Yankees nothing and the White Sox coming to bat. Say, fans, when a filter cigarette outsells all the others year after year, the way Winston does, it's just got to have something pretty special. Well, Winston has, and it's ahead of the filter, up there in the tobacco end. The Pure White filter is just the beginning of your Winston, you know. And then comes Filter Blend up front. Filter Blend is an exclusive Winston development. It means tobacco specially selected and specially processed for filter smoke. And believe me, those tobaccos are delightfully mild and flavorful to begin with. So it's easy to see why Winston is America's favorite filter cigarette. Yes, sir, Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. It's America's best-selling filter cigarette. Pure white filter plus filter blend up front. That's Winston. Sure, you'll like Winston once you try him. And if you haven't, you got a treat in store for him. Out on the mound for the Yankees is Don Larson. Don has won six and lost one this year. No decisions against the White Sox this year. Lifetime against Chicago, he's won five, lost seven. Lifetime in the big league, 55 wins, 51 defeats. This is the first time that Don Larson is appearing against the White Sox this year. First batter for the White Sox.
Aparicio.
Louis Aparicio, batting 282, 10 doubles, 4 homers, 27 RBI. It's the first pitch on the ground to third. Lopez in, up with it on the short hop to throw to first. In time to get Louis by a step. In that first game, Aparicio was 1-for-5. That was his only hit in the series so far. Nelly Fox, batting 322. 19 doubles, 4 triples, 2 homers, 39 RBIs. The first game, Nelly was 1-for-5, had a double. Sun is starting to shine again. First pitch is low inside, ball one. One ball, no strike. Here's the pitch to Fox. He takes it low inside, ball two, 2-0. Austin pitching with a no-wind-up delivery. Tony Cuccinello coaching at third, and Don Gutteridge down at first for the White Sox. 2-0 pitch is strike one called on the outside corner. Lawson fifth. Here's his 2-1 pitch. Curve line. Fair ball inside of first. That'll be extra bases. Fox around first, digging for second. And the fans touched it. It's a ground rule double. Nelly started for third, but they held him up. A fan reached out and touched it. He'd have had a double anyway, and possibly a triple. It's a tough break for the White Sox, a good one for the Yankees. As Fox doubles between Scarron and the right field foul line. Just inside, the Moose couldn't quite get to it. And for Fox, that's his 20th double of the year. Brings up Earl Torgas in the first base, who didn't play in the first game. Earl batting 252. Has 3 doubles, 1 triple, 6 homers, and 29 RBI. There's no score here in the bottom of the first. A fan hitting first baseman wearing glasses. Here's the stretch. Pitch is low, ball one. Is over. Strike one called. 1-1 to count. On deck is Harry Simpson. One ball, one strike, one out. Fox leading off second. Low curve gets away from Yogi. Rolls back to the wall. Fox at second, around second, around third, rather, and holds up. It's a wild pitch charge to Don Lawson, a curveball that broke in the dirt. Nellie Fox came storming around third with the ball bouncing off the wall. Back to Yogi. And with Lawson covering the plate, Fox hustled back to third. So now the Yankee infield is coming in and trying to cut off this run at the plate if they can. Two balls and one strike on Torb. One out. No score on the bottom of the first. Austin looks over at Fox leading off third. The pitch is high outside. Ball three. 3-1. Three balls and one strike to count. Pitch is low outside, ball four. He walked him. First walk given up by Don Lawson, and here comes Harry Simpson. Harry Suitcase Simpson. Simpson didn't play in the first game. He's batting 250, has 5 doubles, a triple, 3 homers, 12 RBI. Now the Yankee infield moves back and double play depth. Cowan is holding first against Dawson. Fox is at third. There's one away. We got action in the Yankee bullpen. Third to Simpson is low, ball one. Jim Bonstad is up in the Yankee bullpen. Here's the stretch. Pitch is strike one called on the outside corner. One to count on Simpson. On deck, Sherm Lala. Lawson stretches. Fastball is over. Strike two call. One ball, two strikes. Didn't get him out of there without a run scoring. Here's the stretch. Doggy off first. Fox off third. Pitch is strike three. He got him on three fastballs on the outside part of the plate. Lawson pitched Simpson beautifully. His first strikeout of the day. And with two out here, Sherm Lala. Sherm played first base in the first game. He's catching in the second game, batting 271. He has 12 doubles, 2 triples, 9 homers, and 39 RBI. In the first game, he was 1-4, but that one hit was a big 2-run homer. He's now tied with Nellie Fox for the team lead in RBI. The Lala is a curveball low, ball one. Jim Rivera is on deck. Lawson set. His pitch is found foul outside of third over in the White Sox dugout. One ball, one strike on Sherman Lala. One to count. Here's the strike. Low curve in the dirt, picked up by Yogi. Two balls, one strike. Bonstad continues to heat up in the Yankee bullpen out in center field. Austin stretches. Curve is low outside, ball three, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Here's the stretch. Quick throw to first. Gets him back in time. One strike, two out. Austin stretches. Six, two, curve, hit deep to left field. Way back there, way back. And it's a home run for Sherman Lala. gets his 10th home run of the year and now takes the lead in RBI for the White Sox with his 42nd RBI of the year. He had 39, drove in 3. The White Sox lead 3-0 here in the bottom of the first. And the batter, Jim Rivera, the left fielder. Rivera batting 286, didn't appear in the first game. Has 6 doubles, 3 triples, a home run, 7 RBI. Takes the pitch over, strike 1 call. Lala hit a curveball that time. And as you can well see for yourselves how the ball is carrying with those 5 home runs in the first game, didn't seem to be hit too well, but it went back into the lowest stands in left field. One strike pitch is high ball, 1-1-1. Bubba Phillips on deck. 3-0, the White Sox lead. They won the first game 9-2. Boston pitch is low, ball 2-2-1. One strike. Fastball is hit through the middle. McDougal can't get it. It's a base hit out in center field. Rivera around first, starts the second, then comes back as Mantle throws the ball into Richardson. It looked like Rivera might try. Then came hustling back as Mickey rifled a shot into second base. That's the third hit off top, and here comes Casey Stengel. Walking out to the mound, we'll pause for station identification.
For the tops in recorded entertainment, listen to Jerry Marshall's Record Room, Mondays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1. This is WMGM New York, 1050 on your dial.
Casey is standing out there with Yogi and Lawson, and he makes the sign of the bullpen. That's awful, Lawson. Yanking John out mighty quickly here in the bottom of the first inning. The White Sox are leading 3-0. Lawson has given up a double, a walk, a home run, a single. And Big John will be coming out of there, which means he'll have only pitched 2/3 of an inning. Given up 3 hits, walked 1, struck out 1, has allowed 3 runs so far. Should Rivera score, would be charged to Lawson. Good ball for the Yankees. Yet he's still looking for his first win. He is second on the team in earned run average with a 2.57. But he has one none and lost 2. So Bronstedt will be coming on. While Jim is coming on to warm up, Lawson leaves the mound. Big Don gets an early shower. I'm sure he didn't want it. Casey out there with Yogi and Jim Bronstedt talking things over. So the Yankees are finding things rough out here in the West. And after this game, the Yankees will leave tomorrow morning for Milwaukee. Play an exhibition game tomorrow night. Then go to Baltimore for 3 night games before returning home for that big holiday weekend of baseball, the 4th of July weekend, with those surprising Washington Senators, who today defeated Kansas City 7-3. And that's unusual. They won 7-3, and there wasn't a home run hit in the whole ball game. Must have been blowing in out there in the Kansas City Municipal Stadium. But they'll have the league-leading home run hitter. Matter of fact, the league, both leagues, Armin Killebrew with 26.
And Bob Allison was 20. Jim Lemon was 17. Roy Stevens, who hit one last night and is getting back in a good shape. So they've got four real sluggers in their lineup. And they'll be in Yankee Stadium Friday night. A 4th of July doubleheader starting at 2 p.m. and another game on Sunday. Jim Brunson, 6'3", 196 pounds from Fort Worth, Texas. This is his 8th appearance of the year. And it's his 2nd appearance against the White Sox. He started against them back on June 18th. Quick throw to first and Rivera's back as the fans are hollering, go, go, go. And Rivera was ready to go. Rivera has 5 stolen bases. Here's the stretch. Quick throw to first and he dives back again head first. Rivera loves to slide on his stomach. Boots fake throwing the ball back, then tags Rivera, but Jim stands on the bag. Bubba Phillips batting 278. In the first game, Phillips was 2-for-4, a single and a homer. The pitch is fouled back out of play, strike one. Solid war when he hit Scarron. Almost fell over the moose. Quick pitch is popped in the short center for a base hit. Rivera around second, digging for third. His man will score to third. And he flies head first and he's in there. Man, is he putting on a show. Time is called by Rivera. Runs that quick pitch Bubba Phillips, who actually tried to get out of the way of a high inside fastball. And the ball popped in short center. For a base hit, Rivera went to third. Mantle made a good throw, but Jim slid in head first. Casey's out there now arguing with first base umpire Frank Eumont that time should have been called because Rivera and Scarron were talking things over, as we told you. Rivera bumped in a moose getting back to first, and neither Scarron nor Rivera were ready for the quick pitch. Neither was Bubba Phillips, but his bat got in the way and popped a single to short center. So the White Sox have runners on first and third. And here's Jim Landis. Landis batting at 241. In the first game, Landis was 1-for-4. Drove in 2 runs with a single. A stretch. Pitch is a curve hit in the center field. With 3 big runs on 4 hits. No Yankee errors. And 2 men left on base. The score at the end of 1 full inning of play. The White Sox 3 and the Yankees nothing. Well, let's go over the scoreboard. It's been a long time since we read you the scores. In the American League, Washington defeated Kansas City 7-3. Denver the winner, Reed the loser. No homers in that game. The Tigers defeated Baltimore 7-2. Marcy the winner, Thomas the loser. Charlie Maxwell homer in the third with 1 on. In the first of 2, Cleveland 5, the Red Sox 4. Perry in relief the winner, Harshman in relief the loser. Ted Williams homer in the third, nobody on. Minnie Minoso had 1 in the third with 2 on for the Indians. In the second game, it's nothing-nothing at the end of 5. Wills against Gore. In the National League, the Dodgers 6, Pittsburgh 1 at the end of 4. Daniels against McDevitt. Demeter homer in the fourth with 1 on. The Giants 4 and the Phillies nothing at the end of 6.5. Robinson against Antonelli. In the first game, the Cardinals defeated Cincinnati 9-7. Blaylock the winner, Nussbaum the loser. Bridges and Gray homered for the Cardinals. Wisenin had 2 and Robinson 1 for Cincinnati. In the second game, it's the Cardinals 2, Cincinnati nothing at the end of 2.5. Ricketts against Schmidt. And in a single game, Milwaukee defeated the Cubs 2-1. Pizarro the winner. Gilman the loser. Eddie Matthews homered in the fourth with nobody on, his 23rd of the year. Juan Pizarro, who had been sent down to pitch in the American Association, pitched great ball. I know he had 1 no-hitter and 1 near no-hitter. Falls back and pitches himself a beautiful ball. Here's leading off the Yankees in the top of the second. The White Sox leading 3-0. Sebring batting 266.
Dick Donovan ready. The pitch is in there. Strike one call. In the first game, Cheban was 1-for-3. He homered to account for the only 2 runs the Yankees had with Lopez aboard. And then he was hit by a pitch ball. The one strike pitch to Cheban is foul to the left of home plate, strike two. Nothing in two on Norm Cheban. The two-strike pitch is a curve low, ball one. Tricky Dick Donovan out on the mound for the White Sox. The pitch is lying, the ground ball right out of reach. You're up with it. Goes to Thorgerson in time for the out. Man, Cheban hit a bullet, a one-hopper that almost went right between Louie's legs. It was hit so hard, Aparicio hardly had time to get his glove down. And his rifle to first base gets Cheban. One away. Here's Bill Scarron. Scarron is batting 290. And in the first game, the Moose was 1-for-4, had a single in the second inning. 3-0, the White Sox are leading. Pitch to Scarron is ball one. He checked his swing, it was outside. The 1-0 pitch is low, ball two, 2-0. Yogi Berra. Yogi batting 244. In the first game, Berra was 2-for-4, had 2 singles to right field. Yogi has 7 doubles, 1 triple, 7 homers, and 26 RBI. This is one of the few times that Yogi has not been picked on the All-Star team, either the first or the second team. Thorgerson playing in back of Scarron, not holding him on. Here's the stretch. The pitch to Yogi is low, ball one. It was a curve inside and low. One ball, no strike. Donovan set. Pitch is low, ball two, 2-0. Two balls, one strike to count. Here's the stretch. Pitch is high, ball three, 3-0. Donovan getting himself in a jam here. Scarron singles, and he has a 3-0 count on Berra. The White Sox lead 3-0. We're in the top of the second inning. The White Sox won the first game 9-2. Here's the stretch by Donovan. Pitch is low, ball four. Yogi walks, and that's the first walk given up by Dick Donovan. And it brings up Gil McDougall, who had his hitting streak stopped by at 8 games in the first game, batting .259. Gil was 0-3, had one walk, has 12 doubles, 3 triples, 3 homers, 13 homers. 13 runs batted in, rather. 3 home runs and 13 RBIs. Darwin at second. Vera at first, one away. On deck, Bobby Richardson. Here's the stretch by Donovan. Pitches a curve, hit on the ground, it's short. Fabrizio to Fox for one, back to first. Double play. A double play from short to second to first. The 63rd double play for the White Sox and for the Yankees in the top of the second. No runs, one hit, no White Sox, there is one man. Left score at the end of an inning and a half. The White Sox 3 and the Yankees nothing.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should because
there's no difference on front, the off front ahead of the filter, and the brighter you get in a Winston cigarette comes from Phil to blend.
Filter Blend is a mighty good reason for you to smoke Winston, because it means tobacco specially processed for filter smoking. A Winston secret. You get Winston's own pure white modern filter, plus the rich, delightful flavor of fine tobacco.
Leading, we go to the bottom of the second inning, and for the White Sox, Dick Donovan will be leading off. Donovan is batting .161. He's 5-31, has a double, a homer, and 3 RBIs. Bats him left-handed, and he's not a bad hitting pitcher. He'll be facing Jim Bronstedt, who took over for Don Larson in the first inning. Don was treated a little rough. Gave up 3 hits, a single, a double, and a homer. 3 runs. All right, Jim Bronstedt ready. His first pitch is hit on the ground. Ball, and Donovan's in with a double, and that's the second one that has been hit between Scarron and the right field foul line. A double just inside of first base. Hit number 2 off Bronstedt, and for Donovan, that's his second double of the year. Brings up Louis Aparicio, who bounced the third in the first inning. Aparicio batting .281. With nobody out, we'll be looking for the possible sacrifice. Here's the stretch by Bronstedt. Aparicio takes it high inside, ball one. He was ready to bunt. Nelly Fox is on deck. Stretch. Pitch is hit on the ground, and Richardson over to his right up with it goes to Scarron in time to get Aparicio. Moving the third is Donovan. Louis did his job. He bluffed the bunt and tried to hit it by Richardson, but didn't hit it good enough. And now Donovan is in scoring position with one away at third base. And a batter, Nelly Fox, who doubled down the right field line in the first inning. Batting .324. Infield's in for a play at the plate. Here's the windup by Bronstedt. The pitch is low outside, ball one. changeup.
Pitch is hit deep to right center. Be deep enough to score him, and Florida makes the catch. Donovan tags up and easily comes on to score as Fox almost had himself another extra base hit. He hit a long fly to deep right center field. Game 4-0. And for Nellie Fox, that's his 40th run batted into the air. He's two behind Sherman Lawler. Here's Earl Torgerson, who walked and scored in the first inning. Torgy batting 252. 2 men are out, nobody on. Frontstad's first pitch is a curve way outside, ball one. The White Sox have certainly been playing heads-up ball in both these games. The Yankees have had a few lapses. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Inside and low, ball two, 2-0. Here's the pitch. Outside, high ball three. 3 balls, no strikes. The windup, and the pitch is over strike one call. 3-1 the count. Ronstadt's ready. Here's a 3-1 pitch. A swing and a high fly to straightaway center field. Mickey Mantle's back. Under it. And makes the catch for out number 3. So for the White Sox, in the bottom of the second inning, they come up with 1 more run. On 1 base hit, no Yankee errors, nobody. Left score at the end of 2 innings. The White Sox 4, the Yankees nothing, and will pause for station identification.
5 minutes before every hour, hear the latest news on WMGM. Be sure of getting the up-to-the-minute story of our changing world. This is WMGM New York, 1050 on your dial.
Get America's most popular filter cigarette by the carton. Then you'll always have plenty of Winstons on hand to enjoy. No sense running out. Vince, we'd like to tell you once again about the 3 easy ways to obtain your tickets for upcoming Yankee home games. You can buy them over the counter any day of the season, including Sundays, at the Stadium Advance Ticket Office, open daily from 9 to 5 p.m. The popular Yankee Grand Central Ticket Office is open Monday through Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. And you can order now by mail. Remind you too about the Yankee Boston Red Sox makeup team on Tuesday night, July the 8th. That's the night after the Pittsburgh All-Star game. And we're hoping that Ted Williams will make his first stadium starting appearance of the season that night. And Ted Williams hit another homer today. Looks like he's got his batting eye back, and it's always a big event when the Yankees face the Boston Red Sox. All right, here's Bobby Richardson ready to go for the Yankees. In the top of the third, the White Sox lead 4-0. Richardson batting 2-0-2. In the first game, Bobby was 2-for-3, had 2 singles and a walk. High Dick Donovan ready out on the mound. The pitch to Richardson is high, ball one. Is a curve high, ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strike. That ball is over, strike one call. Ralph Terry is loosening up for the Yankees out in the bullpen. Bronstad is due to be the next batter. Like Casey will be going to his pinch hitters. Here's the pitch to Richardson. A ground foul right alongside of the Yankee dugout. Almost went in and got Casey. 2-2 to count. The fans on the third base side who can see Case jump get a big kick out of it. Marv Thornberry is on deck. And he'll be batting for Brunt.
Dick Donovan ready.
His curve is popped in the air to the infield. And now Fox and Aparicio, and Fox calls this time, makes the catch. And then Nelly looks at Louie to make sure they don't hit again. Richardson pops to second, one away. Here's Marv Thornberry. In the first game, Thornberry pinch hit and popped to third base. Batting 214. Here's the first pitch to Thornberry, a foul down the first baseline, strike one. Hit the screen, bounce back into the stands. One strike on Thornberry. Right back to the box. Donovan under it makes the catch for out number two. Thornberry decides to drag a bunt and popped it right up in the air back to the mound where Donovan made the catch. Two away. And here's Enos Slaughter who bounced to second base. In the first inning, Slaughter batting 159. 4-0, the White Sox are leading here in the second game. They won the first one 9-2. Pitch to Slaughter is over strike one call. Having a pitcher's battle out there in Cleveland. Kid brought up from Minneapolis, Wills, and Herb Score. Curve is a swing and a miss, strike two. Slaughter went all the way around. Nothing in two on Country Slaughter. Is popped in the air to short center field. Landers coming in, digging, still coming, and makes a running catch just in back of second base. Boy, he had to come a long way. Jim Landers, who can really run, really had himself a long run to get that short fly ball. For the Yankees in the top of the third, no runs, no hits, no White Sox errors, nobody left. Score at the end of 2.5 innings. The White Sox 4 and the Yankees nothing. Say, fans, among all the filter cigarettes on the market today, Winston with its pure white modern filter is the top seller. Now, you wonder why that is, fans? That's because it's what's up front that counts. And Winston is the only filter cigarette with filter blend up front. Filter blend is an exclusive Winston development. It means tobacco specially selected and specially processed for filter smoking. So you see, the pure white modern filter is only the beginning of a Winston. Filter blend up front, up ahead of the filter, gives you the bright, clean flavor you've been looking for. No wonder Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should. And no wonder Winston is the best-selling filter cigarette. Yes, sir, it's what's up front that counts. And if you're a person who appreciates what good filter smoking can be, you try these Winstons of mine, and you'll make them yours, too. And right now, Ralph Terry is coming in to be the third Yankee pitcher. Jim Bronstad was in there for an inning and a third. Gave up two hits, didn't walk anybody, didn't strike on anybody, and allowed one. With the White Sox leading 4-0, they'll be sending up Harry Simpson, Sherman Lawler, and Jim Rivera. Young Ralph Terry, who is hoping to earn a starting berth with the Yankees, came from Kansas City, started a couple of games, didn't go too well. Casey has put him in the bullpen. That's the way Casey works it. And as soon as the youngster has had enough experience, he gets on the beam again. He'll be back and starting. Starting role. 17th appearance of the year. He's 1-2 and lost 5. Right-hander. From a little town not too far from Mickey Mantle's, he says. In fact, he says any town near Mantle's town is a little town, including Mickey's. Terry was traded to the Yankees on May 26th with Hector Lopez for Johnny Cook, Jerry Lumpy, and Tom Sturdivant. He's 6'2", 182 pounds from Chelsea, Oklahoma. Harry Simpson struck out in the first inning, batting 246. Is a curveball that's over strike one call. Here's the one strike pitch. Fastball is a swing and a miss, strike two. Nothing in two. Ralph goes to the rosin bag again. About the only pitcher I know that picks the rosin bag up and then lays it on the ground. Doesn't throw it or drop it. Places it gently on the ground. The two-strike pitch is strike three. Simpson swings and misses. And Terry strikes out the first man he faces. And it brings up Sherman Lalo, who hit that three-run homer in the first inning. He also had a two-run homer in the first game. Now has 10 homers on the year. Terry's curve is outside ball one. One nothing six. Change up is just outside ball two. 2-0. Ready, the 2-0 pitch. Fastball is lined to left field. That's a big hit, maybe extra bases. Ball gets by Steven, bounces off the wall. Lalo around first, digging for second. And he's in it. Second with a stand-up double. For Lalo, double of the year. Man, that was a line shot that Steven couldn't catch up to. And as it went by him, it hit the wall and bounced back towards the infield. One out, runner at second. Here's Jim Rivera, who singled to center in the first inning. Rivera batting at 295. The White Sox 4 and the Yankees nothing here in the bottom of the third. Steps out of the box. Terry took a little bit too much time out of the mound. Here's a stretch. Curve is hit high in the air to right field. Not too deep. Florida's there. Lama's tagging. Florida makes the catch. Lama's going. Florida's throw in a third. Not nearly in time. And Lala comes in with a stand-up advance from second to third on Rivera's fly to right field. That's two away. And here's Bubba Phillips, who singled to center in the first inning. Bubba batting 281. Jim Landis on deck. Two out and a runner at third. First pitch. Low curve is lined through the middle. A base hit out to center. No, it's not. Richardson up with a throw to first. He's out at first base. Holy cow. I wonder if Terry slowed that ball down a little bit. It was hit right through the middle, and it looked like it was going out to center field, and Richardson came from nowhere and back up second, caught it, and didn't waste a fraction of a second throwing the first. And Frank Schumann looked like he was undecided and finally called Phillips out. A beautiful play by Bobby Richardson to save a run. And for the White Sox in the bottom of the third, no runs on one hit. No Yankee errors and one man left. Man, I was way ahead of myself there. I never thought Richardson had a chance to get that one. It was evidently not hit as hard as it looked, or Terry slowed the ball down a little bit as it went by him. Once again, a look at the scoreboard. Washington over Kansas City, 7-3. Tigers defeated Baltimore, 7-2. Cleveland won the first game, 5-4. In the second, it's nothing-nothing at the end of six. The Dodgers lead Pittsburgh 7-1 at the end of 5.5. The Giants are leading the Phillies 6-0 at the end of 8. Cardinals won the first game 9-7 from Cincinnati and lead in the second game 3-0 at the end of 4. Milwaukee defeated the Cubs 2-1. Well, Joe Ripley informs me that the official scorer said that ball did not hit Terry's glove. So it's just second to first. Lopez is the leadoff hitter for the Yankees here in the top of the fourth with the White Sox leading 4-0. Lopez struck out in the first inning. Hector batting 298. Here's the first pitch to Lopez. It's a curve low, ball one. Fastball is outside, ball two, 2-0. Mickey Mantle on deck. The 2-0 pitch is low, ball three, 3-0. Lopez has played umpire Flaherty. Look at the ball. He doesn't throw it out of the game. Three and nothing on Hector Lopez leading off the top of the fourth. White Sox lead 4-0. Fastball is over. Strike one call. Lopez started for first base. And the fans get on him a little bit. 3-1 the count. Here's a 3-1 pitch. A fly to shallow right field. Simpson under it and makes the catch for out number one. One away. Here comes Mickey Mantle. Mickey flying to left center in the first inning, batting 306. Is a swing and a miss, strike one on a changeup curveball, and Mickey almost went down that time, limping a little bit on the right leg. Donovan fooled him with that change. A one strike pitch is inside, and Mickey almost went down again, just trying to get out of the way of that pitch.
Doubleheader might be a little bit too much for Mickey's bad leg. On the first one, he swung, but this one, he just tried to get out of the way, and the leg caved in a little bit. Didn't go all the way down, but you could see him go start going down. That's the way Patterson must have started when Johansson hit him with that mysterious right hand. 1-1 on Nicky. Pitch is fouled back. Strike two. 1-2. Quite obvious that Nicky is in a little bit of pain. And the leg is a little tender. 1-2. But he's still a hit to get out of a ball game, no matter how badly he's hit. He loves to play. All right, here's the 1-2 pitch. He starts the bunt, takes it, 2-2. Pitch was low. Donovan doesn't like that ball, that's for new one. Nick was ready to bunt with 2 strikes on him. He hasn't had too much success this year, as much as he's had in the past. Strikes and one out. Pitch is hit on the ground at first base. Ferguson up with it, races to the bag for the unassisted putout. That's all four men will get away here in the top of the fourth. And the batter, Norm Seaburn, who bounced out the shortstop in the second inning. Seaburn batting 265. White Sox 4-0. There's a swing and a miss, strike one at an inside curveball. The 1-strike pitch is inside, ball 1-1. Jim Baxter has just homered for the Indians in the bottom of the seventh. And they lead the Red Sox 1-0. Third score against Ted Wills of pitching battle. Indians trying to sweep a doubleheader. The pitch is low. Ball 2-2-1. Balls, 1 strike and 2 outs. Stephen steps out of the box. Now he's back in, ready to go. 2 out, a 2-1 count on him. Tricky Dick Donovan ready. Pitch is a ground ball. Torgerson up with it. Close to first for the unassisted putout. In a row for Torgy. For the Yankees in the top of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no White Sox. There is nobody left. Score at the end of 3.5 innings of play. The White Sox 4 and the Yankees nothing.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should because
there's no dirt on the front.
Silver Blend is a mighty good reason for you to smoke Winston. Because it means tobacco specially processed for filter smoking. A Winston secret. You get Winston's own pure white modern filter, plus the rich, delightful flavor of fine tobacco.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette. Winston tastes good like a cigarette.
Before we get ready to go on the bottom of the fourth, the official paid attendance was just announced, 46,121. So the total attendance for the 3 days that the Yankees have played here at Comiskey Park, 101,654. The Yankees sure draw them in. This is the largest crowd at Comiskey Park since back on June 11, 1957, when the Yankees were here for a Sunday doubleheader. But they had 49,000 men. Jim Landis takes the curve, low ball one. Landis lined out to deep right center field in the first inning. Batting 240. Mantle made quite a play on that one. Pitch is fouled on the right field line, curving back into the stands out of play. 1-1 to count. Six walking around, looking for his helmet, towel around his neck. He's due to be the next batter. 1-1 pitch. Low curve is lined, fouled on the left field line, back into the stand. One ball, two strikes. With it. Over the scour and it's one away. Ralph hit Landis right off the field. One out here is Dick Donovan, who doubled the right and scored a run in the second inning. Donovan batting 188. Pitcher. Holds that bat right on the end. He's used as a pinch hitter once in a while by the White Sox. Takes the curve, ball low, ball one. One nothing pitch. Another curve is a swing and a miss, strike one. And all the way around on that one. Ball, one strike, and one out. Fastball is in there, strike two. It was a quick pitch. Donovan definitely wasn't ready. Fastball is strike three. Got him swinging. Fastball right by him. That's strikeout number two for Terry. Brings up Louis Aparicio, who's 0 for 2. Bounce to third, bounce to second. Batting 280. Two out, nobody on. Best is over 6-1 call. Ball one, one and one. One ball, one strike. Terry goes for the Rosenberg. Aparicio picks up some good. Here's the 1-1 pitch.
Curve is lined off Terry's glove over towards third. Lopez up with it. Throws to first. Not in time. Man, at that Lopez run. That ball hit Terry.
Let's see just where.
There was a line through the box. And Terry got either his glove, his elbow, or his wrist on it. And it carried towards third base. But Fabrizio beat it out. It's an infield single. Yogi and Lopez are on talking with Terry. Terry's not rubbing, so we can't tell where it hit him. He either got his glove on it or part of his arm. Two out, Aprecio at first. Here's Nelly Fox, who's one for one, double a right quarter, sacrifice fly in a second, a drive in another. Batting 324. Two out. White Sox four, Yankees nothing, bottom of the fourth. And Aprecio, who leads the league in stolen bases with 21, is leading off first. First pitch is a strike in the outside corner. Man, Louis had a running start that time. I wondered why he didn't go. Changed his mind at the last second. Stretch. Pitch is fouled down the third baseline out to left field. Two strikes. Preacher's taking a big lead, and Terry pauses enough to have him stop. He hasn't thrown over there. Nothing in two on Nelly Fox. Stretch. Pitch is line to left field, a base hit. Stevens up with it. Man, that's fun. That's great. Come out of his trunk against the Yankees. Two more base hits for him. He's two for two in this game. He had two hits Friday night, two hits Saturday, one in the first game today. He's got two here in his second game. That's seven hits so far in the series. And here's Ernie Ferguson, who walked and flied to center. Doggy batting 250. Two out, runners at first and second. The Fox has an alley between third and short. He never knew where to play him. Stretch by Terry. Curve is strike one call. The changeup floats over the outside corner. Fastball is low. Ball one, one and one. Ferguson's right foot out to the mound. It's a foul ball. One ball, two strikes to count. Flaherty looks at the ball. It's all right. Two polish must have worn off in their second game. One ball, two strikes, two out. Two men on. I think the Yankees have seen enough of Fox this game and all year. He's really good year against the Yankees. Fastball is lined foul outside of first. Out front of that fastball. I don't know whether it's starting to cloud up or the sun is slowly in the west. What is it, Joe? Both. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. Aparicio Matthew at second, Fox at first. They can run. There's the stretch. Pitch is strike three. Got him swinging. Third strikeout for Terry. And for the White Sox, about fourth runs on two base hits. No Yankee errors, two men left. The score at the end of four full innings. The White Sox four, the Yankees nothing. And we pause for station identification.
5 minutes before every hour, hear the latest news on WMCM. Be sure of getting the up-to-the-minute story of our changing world. This is WMCM New York, 1050 on your dial.
Quick look at the scores. Washington defeated Kansas City 7-3. Detroit over Baltimore 7-2. In the first game, Cleveland 5, Red Sox 4. In the second game, Cleveland 1, Boston nothing at the end of 7.5. And the National League, Dodgers 7, Pirates 1 at the end of 6.5. Giants get out the Phillies 6-0. Cardinals won the first 9-7, lead the second 4-0 over Cincinnati. And in the single game, Milwaukee defeated the Cubs 2-1. And now Milano will be over in just a few seconds.
Coming up, Bear on deck and McDougal to follow. Someone wired in from Huntsville, Pennsylvania, wants to know if there's ever a fair ball hit outside of Yankee Stadium. The answer is no. Your host for the remainder of the ball game, the crisp refresher, Ballantine Beer. The crisp kind of light with two lines. Ballantine Beer, the crisp refresher. Ballantine Beer. Now the largest selling beer in the East. Dick Donovan Fish swung on as the drive into right center. Landis moves over under it and makes the catch and is one away. Now it's playing on the right in the second inning. Was batting 293. Barra walked in the second inning. Delivery. Low, ball one. Donovan has retired 9 in a row since the second inning when the Yankees, the only so far together, a single by Skinner on the walk to Yogi, and Gill hit a double play to end the inning. The only 2 men have reached base. The 1-0 thing swung on and fouled off to the left of the plate. Strike one. 1-1.
Three of them. in New York to 3-2 Chicago, and they took it from there and hit a 3-run homer in the first inning. Harry Simpson up. Pitch is inside from Ralph Terry. Don Larson got shelled in the first inning. Bronstad took over for him in the third. Terry came on in the third inning. Swung on, hits the second. Bridges stands to throw. Beautiful play to get him. That one makes some remarkable plays. He made one last inning. The sure base hit through the middle. In fact, on television, Zadok called it as a base hit through the middle, and there he was. And he grabbed it. Made a remarkable play. Sherman Lawler, homer to doubles. Three runs batted in. At bat 277, the pitch, low outside, ball one. One ball, no strike.
Yankees, no runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on.
684 for this series. 4,321 today, as Bill told you. Donovan Sixbauer is over the corner for track, coming in two.
Thank you.
largest stomach beer in the East. Robbie Shantz is coming in to pitch for New York. Ralph Terry came on in the third inning. His three innings, he allowed three hits and no runs.
Doubles, the fan leaves on touch.
missed it.
Hard for a fan not to lean over and touch the ball, but she sure can change the course of game. A ball in play. It's an American League rule. It must be enforced by the club. Here's Jim Landis. Take time for a ball. The fellow who leaned over and touched the ball probably kept Phillips from a triple. And one of the stadium attendants now has to go over and escort him outside the ballpark. League rule. The pitch to Landis swung on. The ground ball hits the short. McDougald up with it. Phillips goes second. The throw to first gets Landis. Here comes Dick Donovan now. It isn't something the ball club delights in. They wish it wasn't necessary, but the only way you can keep people from interfering with the progress of a ball game is change it around. And besides that, fans can get hurt. You lean over, sometimes you fall over the rail and fall on your head. Anything that bounces the other side is a different matter. Here's Dick Donovan, doubled and struck out. The pitch in there for a strike. So the guilty party is being escorted from the box seat. Now the delivery, low for a ball, 1-1. One person would have gotten the ball. The ball club be glad to give a brand new one. The next pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. Perfectly understandable why people forget that. It's human nature, but on the other hand, you have to have certain rules to maintain order. The league rules require that. One ball, two strikes. Phillips leads off second. The pitch to Donovan swung on and missed. Strike three. Here's Louis Aparicio, ground to second. The third, the second, and splash the single off the pitcher. Dewey, right hand batter. And the pitch. Swung on, hits the third to Lopez, the throw to first in time, and that retires the side.
Peter Tripp plays New York's top 40 best-selling records every day from 5 to 8 on this program, your hits of the week. This is WNPM New York, 10:50 on your dial.
First half of the seventh inning. Zebrin and Scarra. Mantle nothing for two, and he has re-injured apparently his ankle as we watch him batting. Donovan swung on and fouled off to the left of the plate out of play. Strike one. Hitting 305. One and one.
side, ball two. Mickey trying to duck away, limps back. I don't know whether he hurt his knee or that ankle. I'm trying to think when he did it. I know first game he tried to steal, and he had beaten the throw, but he bounced off of the bag. He didn't fly, and Aparicio tagged as he lost his balance momentarily. The 2-1 pitch swung on to high fly ball to left field. Rivera getting under it and makes the catch. Mantle is retired. So I'm just wondering whether he intended to slide and didn't slide, or may have his mind or the indecision, but somewhere along in there he hurt himself, and it could have been there when he tried to steal. He bounced off the bank, might have intended to slide and change his mind when standing up. Norm Sebring grounded to short and grounded to first, hitting 263. Delivery in there, strike one. 4-0 favor of the White Sox, who won the opener 9-2. Had just three base runners in this game. Donovan flips and Sebring takes it outside to count 1-1. The Yankees are home next Friday night. Doubleheader next Saturday. Next Sunday. Sebring takes it inside. And again, a reminder of the makeup game next Wednesday night. Rather a week from Wednesday night, the night of July 8th, the day after the All-Star game with Ted Williams and company. And the doubleheader with the Indians on the 15th. There's a great week in there. The Yankees, by the way, have only 9 playing dates in the entire month of July at the stadium. Sebring cracks one to first. Torgy up with it. Outruns Sebring to the bag and 2 away. The way the schedule breaks, there's just 9 playing dates in the entire month of July, or 10, rather, with a makeup game with the Red Sox. So some of you who don't have schedules and some who happen just don't look at them, like fathers don't do sometimes. So make your plans to be at the stadium next weekend, and then there's one great week coming up. Right now, the Moose takes the strike. Friday night, July 4th and July 5th, the Yankees are home with the Major League leading home run hitter, Killebrew, and Allison and Lemon up there among the first 6, and Seaver's back in action. They'll be there all next weekend. The happy home run hitter. Swing and a miss by Scarron. Or the home run happy hitters, I should say, for that one. But the makeup game of the Red Sox is the 98th. But there's the big week I'm talking about. Starting Tuesday night the 14th, a split Eastern trip. From Tuesday night the 14th through Sunday the 19th, the Indians and the White Sox. Next pitch to the Moose. Swung on and popped up into the air. Aparicio moves in at the mound. And he has it. And the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. The end of 6.5 innings. The White Sox 4, the Yankees nothing. 7 innings. I tell you, you can't beat this great game of baseball for thrills. And you know something else? The millions of folks who agree on a great beer, too. They're the folks who've made Ballantine the largest selling beer in the East. They tried other brands, and they found that some are light enough, but they're too light on flavor to really refresh you. Ballantine beer is the crisp kind of light, the kind with true lager flavor. Ballantine proves the beer can be truly light and still deliver all the delicious lager beer flavors you want. That's what makes it the crisp refresher. The honest, refreshing flavors you've never had it before treat yourself to a tall, frosty glass of Valentine's beer, the Crisp Professor. In the last half of the seventh inning, Nelson Fox, Earl Thornton, and Harry Simpson will be the first three men up. In the first inning, those who just tuned in, Fox doubled, Torgerson walked, and was two out. Lawler hit a three-run homer. And after Rivera's single, Larson went out, Bronstadt came in, got side out. And in the third inning, gave up a double to Lawler, and went to third on second inning, gave up a double to Donovan, who moved up two bases. Moved to third on infield out, scored on Fox's sacrifice fly. The Yankees had just one hit. Nelson Fox has doubled to right, hit a sacrifice fly to right, single to left, takes a pitch for a ball, is hitting .326. The delivery curve is in there for a strike. He has an average of getting on base against the Yankees, which does not include errors, of .516. This is base hit. Walks and hit back. So over half the time, he's been on base against New York. So he's real big against the Yankees. He's good against anybody. Robert Champ delivers, swung on, fouled off, out of play back to third. Second, Bobby Richardson up with it, flipped on to Scown, and Fox is retired. Early win beat Whitey Ford in the first game, 9-2. Although it was a better ball game, that tended to indicate, for the most part, the Yankees led 2-1 going to the last of the sixth. And Johnny Blanchard let Fox's fly ball drop for what was scored a double. Earl Torgerson takes inside. So Whitey Ford went to work with a runner on second and nobody out. Lawler hit a two-run homer. And Batty hit a two-run homer in the inning. And the White Sox were off and running, and they got three more the next inning off Jim Cope. Torgy takes the curveball in there. Strike one. Lawler's three-run homer today. The Yankees have been victimized by homers yet in the day. Simpson's two-out grand slammer in the eighth inning yesterday won the game for Chicago. Pitch is swung on and fouled off back to first, and it's out of play. Good lately. And the next
delivery.
Swung on, looped out into left field. Norm Seaver moving under it.
The catch.
Drives retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of 7 and 8. Chicago 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and 6 left on. And the Yankees, no runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 2 left on. How about trying some Ballantine right now?
Christmas.
Kind of light with 2 lager flavors. Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. We will be televising the game from Baltimore Tuesday night. Radio tomorrow night from Milwaukee. Radio from Baltimore Wednesday night, Thursday night. And we hope you'll be out in person at the stadium next Friday night, the July 4th doubleheader, and next Sunday. You come on out. Just 10 playing dates in the entire month of September. September. Wow. It's been a long, this is a fast year. In the month of July, just 10 playing dates. So, hurry on out, yeah? We'll see you later. Here's tomorrow.
He walked and struck out. 0 for 1 in this second game. Is pop foul back out of play, strike one. One strike pitch is hit deep to right field, way back there. Simpson digging. It's a home run for Yogi Berra into the right field stink. The Yankees' first run here in the second game. It's only the second hit off Donovan. And it's now a 4-1 ball game as Yogi lines a homer just inside the foul pole down the right field line. For Yogi, his eighth home of the year is 27th RBI. So the Yankees finally break the ice against Donovan. Here's Gil McDougal, who hit into a double play and walked. Gil batting 258. Ground ball is short. Aparicio up on the big hop. Over to Torgerson, one away. Bobby Richardson. Bobby pops to second base and bounced to third base, batting 298. Time call. At the plate, Richardson wants to get set. And the Yankees are calling Johnny Blanchard in from the bullpen. And it looks like Blanchard will be batting for Bobby Shan. Johnny Blanchard is coming in from the bullpen. All right, he's in the Yankee dugout now. Richardson steps back in the batter's box. One out, nobody on. One run in. Yogi's homer. It's a 4-1 ball game in favor of the White Sox. Sox won the first game 9-2. Pitch for Richardson is a curve over, strike one call.
next pitch is lined through the middle, a base hit to center field. That's hit number three off Donovan. And Johnny Blanchard is putting his helmet on. And we have action in the White Sox bullpen with that base hit. A hurry-up call to the bullpen. Jerry Staley is up. Looks like Art Dittmar up in the Yankee bullpen. Both bullpens hurrying. Third down, and Jerry Staley up for the White Sox. Art Dittmar up for the Yankees in the bullpen. And here's Johnny Blanchard batting for Bobby Shantz. Here's the stretch. The pitch to Blanchard is a curve, low ball one. Blanchard played the first game out in right field and was 1-for-5. He's batting 214. Left-hand hitter. Richardson leading off first. He started, then stopped the ground ball at second base. Fox trapped Riccio for one. Back to first. Safe. He just beat it out. Man, Fox almost bobbled that ball. They'd have had two, but Nelly got it against his chest. Had to reach for it twice. Backhanded it to Aparicio, who had to throw flat-footed. And they were lucky to get Richardson at second. The throw to first was not quite in time. So that's two away, and here's Enos Slaughter, who was 0-for-3, bounced the second fly to center field twice. Slaughter batting 1-5-2. Richardson wanted to go that time, and had he gone, he'd have beaten the throw to second. The Yankees would have had a rally going. 5-2 out. Blanchard at first. Slaughter swings. No, he checked it. Ball one. He started a swing, checked it. Ball one. Ryan Duren is up in the Yankee bullpen, too. Jim Pisoni is going out to run for Blanchard. Jim Pisoni put in a run for Johnny Blanchard.
Jim Pisoni running for Blanchard.
One ball on Enos Slaughter with two outs. Pisoni running for Blanchard at first. Here's the stretch by Donovan. Pitch is popped in the air to straightaway center field. Landed. Plenty of room to roam. Coming in under it. Makes the catch for out number three. So for the Yankees in the top of the eighth, they get one run anyway on Ferris Homer. Two base hits. No White Sox. There is one man left. Score at the end of 7.5 innings of play. The White Sox 4 and the Yankees 1. Smooth and stylish. That's Tommy Edwards of MGM Records. Now let's listen to him. Selling beer in the East, that's Valentine's. So why not pick up a couple of six packs? All you got to do is look for the icy blue Valentine six pack. It's easy to see and so easy to drink. The Yankees have their fifth pitcher of the day coming on, Art Dittmar. Larson started, Bronstedt, Terry, Shands, and now Dittmar. Dittmar is making his 19th appearance of the year. He's 1-6 and lost 5. And he'll be facing Sherman Lava, Jim Rivera, and Bubba Phillips here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Let's see who's coming up for the Yankees in the top of the ninth. Lopez, Mantle, and Seaburn, and then the Moose if somebody gets on. So they got a good fighting chance to get back in this ballgame. Only one other game going on right now. St. Louis and Cincinnati playing their second game, and the Cards are leading that 9-0. All the other games are over. The Indians, who lead the league, took two today from the Red Sox. So the White Sox have to win two to stay even, and if the Yankees drop this one, they'll lose two full games to the Indians and be four full games behind them. All right, Chairman Rollo, who homered, doubled, and bounced to short. Batting 276. He's driven in three runs in this game. At home in the first game with two on and two out, by the way. All right, Arjit Morey, the right-handed first pitch is a slow curve over strike one call. Get Mar set. Another slow curve. This one high. 1-1 to count. Gets ready for the 1-1 pitch, then steps back off the mound. Now he's ready. Curve is outside, ball two, 2-1. Is hit slowly down the third baseline, foul. Count even at 2-2.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody left. Nobody on the end of the eighth. Jump back, maybe side of the ring. We got starting around Sanders in that.
The ground ball backhanded by McDougal. The long throw to first in time to get Lala. A nice play by Gill, who took a base hit away from Chairman Lala. Duke Moss is up in the Yankee bullpen just in case the Yankees get something going. Billy Pierce is up in the White Sox bullpen, and Barry Lapman. Here's a pitch to Rivera. It's a curve over, strike one called. Rivera has single to center, fly to right, and struck out. Jim batting 288. One out, nobody on. Changeup is hit on the ground at second base. Richardson in fast up with a throw to Scowen, two away. Two out, here's Bubba Phillips. Bubba's 2-for-3 this game. A single, a double, and a bounce out to second base. Phillips batting 280. Two out, here's the pitch to Phillips. The curve is low. Ball one.
Robert Phillips batting 283.
1-0 pitch is a curve low. Ball two, 2-0. Ball is in there. Strike one call. 3-1 to count. Ball four. He lost him. Whitmore walks. for Phillips with two out here in the bottom of the eighth, and the White Sox leading 4-1. Here's Jim Landis, who flied to center, bounced to the box, and bounced to short. Landis batting 238. The Reds came up with 8 runs in the 8th inning.
How do you like that? It's a 9-8 game. The Cardinals were leading 9-0 going into the 8th, and Cincinnati scored 8. Curve over, strike one call.
Here's the stretch. Hands up is outside. 1-1 the count. Holding first against Bubba Phillips. Here's the stretch. Throw to first. Phillips dives back head first. He looked like he might be ready to go. Dittmar stretches. Curve is low, ball two, 2-1. Curve is fouled back. Strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bubba Phillips leading off first base. Curve is fouled back. Landis has a light. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Two pitches, ball three. He checked the swing in time. Full count on Landis. So Phillips will be off with the pitch on a 3-2 count with two outs. White Sox lead 4-1 here in the bottom of the eighth. The stretch. There goes the runner. The curve is fouled back out of play. Balls, two strikes, and two outs. The pitch is top foul. Yogi's coming back under it and makes the catch for out number three. So for the White Sox in the bottom of the eighth, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors. One man left. Score at the end of 8 full innings. The White Sox 4 and the Yankees 1. Let's pause for station identification.
For the Pops and Recorded Entertainment, listen to Jerry Marshall's Record Room Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1. This is WMGM New York, 10:50 on your dial.
Let's take a final look at the scoreboard. In the American League, Washington defeated Kansas City 7-3. Kemmer the winner, Reed the loser. The Tigers defeated Baltimore 7-2. Marcy the winner, Pappas the loser. Charlie Maxwell had the only homer in the third with one on. Cleveland took two from the Red Sox, 5-4 in the first game. Perry the winner, Hartman the loser. Ted Williams homered for the Red Sox. Minnie Minoso had one in the third with two on for the Indians. In the second game, Herb Score pitched a brilliant two-hitter, shutting out the Red Sox 1-0. Wills was the loser. Jim Baxter's home in the seventh, the only run of the ball game. In the National League, the Dodgers defeated the Pirates 9-4. McDevitt the winner, Friend the loser. Demeter, Hodges and Neal all homered for the Dodgers. The Giants shut out the Phillies 6-0. Antonelli all the way the winner. Semprock the loser. Jackie Brandt homered in the eighth. The Cardinals won the... Pappas the loser. Charlie Maxwell had the only homer in the third with one on. Cleveland... 7-6-2 from the Red Sox, 5-4 in the first game. Perry, the winner, Harshman, the loser. Ted Williams, homer for the Red Sox. Minnie Minoso had one in the third with two on for the Indians. In the second game, Herb Score pitched a brilliant two-hitter, shutting out the Red Sox 1-0. Wills was the loser. Jim Baxter's home in the seventh, the only run of the ball game. In the National League, the Dodgers defeated the Pirates 9-4. McDevitt, the winner, Friend, the loser. Demeter, Hodges, and Neal all homer for the Dodgers. The Giants shut out the Phillies 6-0. Antonelli all the way, the winner. Semprock, the loser. Jackie Brandt homer in the eighth. The Cardinals won the first game from Cincinnati 9-7. Blaylock, the winner. Nussdorf, the loser. Bridges and Gray homer for St. Louis. Wisenhunt had two, and Frank Robinson won for Cincinnati. In the second game, the Cardinals were leading 9-0 going into the bottom of the seventh, and Cincinnati scored 8 runs. It's 9-8 now playing the eighth inning. Jeff Coat against O'Toole. Jim Pendleton homered in the seventh with 1 on for Cincinnati. And in the single game, Milwaukee over the Cubs 2-1. Juan Pizarro the winner, Hillman the loser. Eddie Matthews had his 23rd in the fourth with nobody on. So the Yankees are down to their last three outs. Here's Hector Lopez, who was 0-3 in his second game. Struck out twice, slide to right. Takes the curve over, strike one call. Lopez batting 296. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Donovan's next pitch is a curve, a little bit low, ball 1-1-1. Is a ground ball to third. Phillips up on one hop. A long throw across the diamond, one away. One out. Here's Mickey Mantle, who's 0-3 in this second game. Flies to left twice and bounced to first base. Mantle batting 304. Mickey was not picked on the first All-Star team. He made the second All-Star team. The only Yankee to be picked was Bill Scarron. The pitch to Mickey is over. Oh, no, it's not. It's low, ball one. Although Lawler and Donovan seem to think it was a strike. Were the only two Yankees to make the first and second All-Star team. Scarron made the first one, Mantle the second. The 1-0 pitch is lined to left center field. That's in there, and for extra bases, the ball gets off Rivera's glove, picked up nicely by Landis to throw to second, and Mickey's in with a double. That was a pretty play. Jim Landis backed up Jim Rivera, and the ball bounced off Rivera's glove right into Landis's glove, and they held Mickey to a double, or it might have been a triple. So Mantle gets the fourth base hit off Dick Donovan, Mickey's first of this game, and his 10th double of the year. It brings up Norm Seaborn, who bounced to short once and bounced to first base twice. Seaborn batting 262. 4-1, the White Sox lead here in the top of the ninth.
Inside ball one.
is in there, strike two. In the top of the ninth inning, and the White Sox leading 4-1. Mantle's down at second. He's doubled with one away. The pitch is fouled back in the upper deck. Count holds at 1-2. Ready out on the mound. The pitch is inside. The count's even at 2-2. Donovan trying to keep another runner off base because that would bring the tying run to the plate. And he's got Scarron and Vera to follow Stephen. So he's not out of the woods yet. Two balls, two strikes, one out. The 2-2 pitch is fouled back against the screen. Nobody's leaving their seat. Some people have gone home, but right now everybody's sitting down. They know about the Yankees and these last inning rallies. Once again, the 2-2 pitch is foul. Out of play over the roof and back at third. One out. The 2-2 pitch is hit out in the short center. It's in there for a base hit. Here comes Mantle in the third base. He comes in. Mantle scores, and it's a 4-2 ball game. As Norm Sieben hit one right off his fist, Mickey went to third base and stopped. He faked going home. Landis didn't bother to throw home. He threw in at second base, so Mickey went right on in. And Stephen will get an RBI. And it's a 4-2 ball game. And here's Bill Scarron, the tying run at home plate with one away. Stephen at first base. And on deck, Yogi Berra. So Donovan has his work cut out for him. Landis could have thrown home to keep Mantle from scoring. Here's the pitch to Scarron. It hits his bat, strike one, as he tries to get out of the way. Here's a stretch by Donovan. Inside ball, 2-2-1. Two balls, one strike on Scarron.
Here's the stretch.
The pitch is low outside, ball three, 3-1. And Yogi has to throw the rosin to Bill Scarron.
Moose realizes he's got Donovan on his spot. Dick might come in with that fastball. Moose wants a pocket. He can tie up the score here with a long blast.
3-1 to count, one out. 4-2, the White Sox lead. We're in the top of the ninth. The Yankees have already scored one. Stephen is at first. Scarron represents the tying run at the plate. Donovan stretches. The pitch is outside, ball four. He walked him. That's only the third base on balls given up by Donovan, and here comes Al Lopez out. Al Lopez is coming out, and while he's walking out to the mound, we'll pause for station identification.
Ted and the Redheads keep you entertained with chatter, music, news, and weather every morning from 6 to 10 on the Ted Brown Show. This is WMGM New York, 1050 on your dial.
All right, Frank Rossetti is talking with Norm Steven at second base while Al Lopez is talking with Dick Donovan and Sherman Lawler, and they're calling for another pitcher. Donovan is leaving. He's pitched himself quite a ball game. Had a one-hitter for seven innings. Gave up a homer to Yogi and a single to Richardson. And then in the ninth inning here, he gave up a double to Mantle, a single to Steven, a walk to Scarron. He's out of the ball game. He's pitched a total of 8 1/3 innings. He's allowed just 5 base hits. Walk 3, struck out 3. Has allowed 2 runs so far. Steven and Scarron are Donovan's responsibilities. Donovan cannot be the losing pitcher, as he has only put on 2 men who, if they do score, would tie the game. But he could very well be the winning pitcher. Chick Lown is coming on to take over. And Lown will be pitching to Berra and McDougal. And Yogi is 1-for-2. He walked, struck out, and homered. Batting 246. Lown is making his 28th appearance of the year. He's been in more games than anyone except Jerry Staley, who has been in 30. Lown has won 3 and lost 2. Has a pretty good earned run average of 3.71. He's third on the White Sox staff. Daly leads with 1.92, followed by Buck Shaw, 3.06, and then Lau. So the right-hander has his work cut out for him. Feet 185 pounds. From Pueblo, Colorado. All right, Yogi steps into the batter's box. 4-2, the White Sox lead the Yankees. We're in the top of the ninth. One man's out. Steven at second, Scarron at first. White Sox won the first game 9-2. Here's Lown into his stretch position. The pitch to Yogi is far back, strike one. Man, Yogi wasn't waiting for anything. He went after that first pitch. The stretch by Lown. Fastball is hit on the ground at first. Torgerson up with the graces to the bag for the unassisted put out. Both runners advance, and now the tying run is down at second. Scarron went to second, Steven to third, and with two out, here's Gil McDougal. Gil hit into a double play, walked and bounced to short. McDougal batting 257. He's looking for his first base hit today. He went for the collar in the first game, and he's 0 for 2 in the second game. Tying run is at second base. Two men are out. White Sox 4, Yankees 2. Kirk Brown can hit from his windup position now with runners at second and third. Here's the windup. The pitch is low outside, ball one. Casey Stengel walking up and down the Yankee dugout. It's a big game for the Yankees. They'd love to get this. Here's the windup. The pitch is just outside, ball two. 2-0. The Indians have already won two games. And they'll pick up at least one full game on the Yankees. Even if they split, the Yankees lose, they'll be four full games behind the Indians. Here's the windup. The pitch is strike one as Gill went after the changeup curve and didn't get it. 2-1 the count. Brian Duren is up in the Yankee bullpen. Should the Yankees tie it up, the big fireballer will come in. Jerry Staley is up in the White Sox bullpen. Two balls, one strike on McDougal. A windup. The curve is hit high in the air to short right center. Harry Simpson calling for it and makes the catch. The ball game is over. And the White Sox sweep a doubleheader. For the Yankees in the top of the ninth, one run on two base hits. No White Sox there. It's two men left. And while Joe Ripley gets the totals, we sure hope you enjoyed this doubleheader. But now I'm going to help myself to something I know you'll enjoy, the crisp Reflector Valentine beer. The crisp kind of light with two lager flavor. And that's Valentine. No wonder it's the largest selling beer in the East. Here are the totals. For the White Sox, 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 7 men left. For the Yankees, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors, and 5 men left. The winning pitcher, Dick Donovan, who was 1-5 and lost 5. The loser, Don Larson, who was 1-6 and lost 2. Again, the home runs were a big thing in this game, as Lala hit a 3-run homer in the first inning, and in the second inning, after Donovan doubled, he went to third on a ground ball and scored on Fox's sacrifice fly. That was all the scoring for the White Sox. The Yankees scored 1 on the 8th on Barra's solo homer, and 1 on the 9th, had a chance to tie it, but McDougal flied out to end the game. The Yankees dropped the first game 9-2 when the White Sox came up with 4 more homers, and Norm Stevens' home run with Lopez on were the only 2 runs for the Yankees. Well, we'll have another game in the 13th straight year of baseball in Valentine when the Yankees meet the Milwaukee Braves tomorrow night. Once again, Mel Allen and I will be on hand. Same station, of course, at 8:55 p.m. This broadcast was brought to you by courtesy of P. Valentine & Sons, Newark, New Jersey, and R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company in cooperation with Sports Network and by authority of the Yankees. Was intended solely for the private enjoyment of you, our listening audience. Any rebroadcast or other use of this play-by-play description without the express consent of the Yankees is prohibited. Now this is Phil Rizzuto saying so long for Mel Allen, Joe Ripley, and Pappy Durkin, and for Valentine Beer, the crisp refresher. And, of course, for Winston, the only filter cigarette with filter blend up front. So be sure to look for the famous three-ring sign and ask the man for Valentine, Valentine Beer. Once again, the final scores in the first game, White Sox 9, Yankees 2. In the second game, White Sox 4, Yankees 2. So long, everybody.